From 8 p.m. in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. In an unprecedented move, the leaders of China and the United States have agreed to talk regularly about disputes over hacking. All of this ahead of an introductory summit between President Obama and China's new president, Xi Jinping, later this week. The U.S. has suggested huge amounts of intellectual property have been stolen online by Chinese hackers, also military secrets. David E. Sanger is chief Washington correspondent for The New York Times. He first reported on the plans for regular meetings.
You know, I think the fundamental problem that they're going to face here is that both China and the United States have and have used offensive cyber weapons, and neither one wants to admit to having them, much less using them.
Is there a way that the two leaders might be able to come to some sort of agreement here? I know there was discussion in your piece about a no-sabotage agreement.
Well, no-sabotage might be useful. And then there's the theft of commercial property. And, of course, the Chinese have maintained on this that they have nothing to do with it, that they are victims of hacking much more than they are ever perpetrators of hacking.
All of this sounds difficult, but the fact still stands that they're going to talk about it. And I suppose some of us would imagine that that's at least a step in the right direction or a recognition that this is a fast-growing and huge issue.
It's a first. You know, there are cases in just recent years when Chinese military officials have come over to meet senior American military officials, and when the question of hacking was raised, they pretended not to know what anybody was talking about.
David E. Sanger, chief Washington correspondent for The New York Times, thank you very much.
Thank you.
David Sanger is also the author of Confront and Conceal, Obama's Secret Wars and Surprising Use of American Power.